Okay. Very good. Yeah. You got that correct. That wasn't hard. Okay. I'm talking with Diane James, and she has been doing on the behavioral health. What, Kamau? Is that behavioral health? This is all recorded. I'm going to edit it.
No, okay. It's Kamau Medical Center Behavioral Health. I'm currently an RADT over there. So I'm a substance use disorder trainee.
Oh, good. Thank you for explaining that. A lot of times you get these acronyms and, well, what's that?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've been putting on these workshops about true dresses.
Yeah, hojikya. It means true dress in Hoopa. What we're doing right now is we are having classes to prepare materials. So we've done a bear grass class where we teach wraps and braids for different regalia. And we've done a pine nut class where we're drilling the holes, cleaning them out. And this last time we turned them black. And then we did a fringe workshop, which we cut the leather for our dress for the back, and we still need to cut for the apron, and then we started to fringe the back. And that was a really good class. We had a lot of people that came. And this next class that we have coming up is on February 17th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., and it's going to be at Behavioral Health, and that one's going to be our shell workshop. And we're going to be cutting abalone, grinding clamshells to prepare them to put on our hojikya.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have all the shells already?
I'm still collecting and gathering shells, so if anybody has any, that would be awesome. If they can, we can possibly purchase them. It just depends on how long, if they let us know ahead of time.
Okay, when you say you have some shells, are you talking finished, ready to be strung?
No, at this point we're preparing all of our materials. So they're not ready to be strung, they're raw shells. So they're coming from whole abalone shells. And we're going to cut them with a tile saw. It's a waterized tile saw to kind of eliminate the dust that flies up.
Because that's harmful.
Yeah, it's toxic.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that to our bodies and our minds and our spirits. We want to be as safe as possible. So I'm using this waterized tile saw. We're using that to cut the shell and take off some of the excess. Uh-huh. And then after that, we're hitting them on the grinder, which is a finer grain. And then it smooths it out. And then after that, we're polishing them and putting the holes in them.
Wow, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really a fun class.
We had some community members. Well, one elder, he came up to me and he said that he was inquiring about the shell workshop. And he said, you know, I used to do this a lot. And if I could come to your class, I could give you a few tips. And I said, yeah, we're always welcome. We always welcome anybody to come in, anybody who has knowledge and they want to share. That's a great opportunity for our participants.
So do you have the same group of young people coming in, or do you vary?
Each time it's different. Some classes we may only have like one or two participants, and other classes we'll have like three or four families. So it all depends on, I guess it's the topic and, transportation and... this next class that we're going to have on February 17th and the 18th, it is on a holiday, so the kids aren't at school. So that's a plus. So we're hoping that some of the kids will take an interest and come on down to Behavioral Health.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just wondering, because I read your PSA, it says the first 10 would get priority. And so I think, wow, is there a lot? Do you have to turn people away?
No, we haven't had so many people. And I say the more the merrier. You know, if they come, they're welcome. And they're welcome to bring their family members, because we're a community and we need to support each other. So we're not going to turn anybody away.
Oh, good, good. All right. So what have you learned from all this?
Well, My first experience with the dress class was when I worked at TANF, and we purchased materials to make 25 dresses. So during that process, I got to cut quite a few hides, and it was very scary, the very first one I've ever done. But by the 25th hide, there's three hides for each dress, I'd say I at least cut at least 20. And by the 25th one, I wasn't scared. And I think that's one thing that comes with the experience is, like, the more you do it, you got to let yourself mess up and you'll learn from it. You know, can't be scared. You just got to get in there and learn. And don't be afraid to make mistakes, because we're human and we make mistakes all the time. That's why we're in this world. So learn from our mistakes. That's one of the biggest things that I learned from ever being involved with the dress class.
Good. I like that comment. Yeah, that's and nice.
I think, like, the second one would be persistence and patience, because sometimes, well, a lot of times, even in life, like, things don't go the way you plan it, and you kind of got to adjust and just keep rolling with it and just don't give up.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's some pretty good spirits you're bringing to this, then.
Yeah. I it's good to see everybody come out and the desire to learn and the passion and the love in their hearts. It's awesome.
Yeah. There must be some energy just going out from this. And the reason why I say that is we had some company over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And one of the people came here. He is a teacher from Mendocino High. And he had brought his class, one of his classes, to the dances. They just happened to be visiting up and made arrangements and just happened to fall on ceremonies and in the jump dance. Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, come on down. Let's let you experience your whole class experiences. And they had a great time. They're really well-behaved. They're just really mature for high school age. And I don't know, I was just impressed by them. And they got to eat on just about every camp, and they got to visit. And he says he walks in and to our house, and he has this backpack, and he says, "Well, you know, when we were here, I don't know who was asking our students, but they wanted, when they found out that we're from Mendocino, they wanted to know if we brought any abalone." And they said, no, they didn't think about that. They were completely, and no, they just didn't. Mm-hmm. So they just happened to be doing environmental studies and stuff. And so they went down the tide pools. And it's one of their classes. And while they're down there in the tide pools, the class, one of the students remembered, they wanted, and they found out that their teacher was coming up here this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so this was all last week. And they said, remember that the people up in Hoopah, they wanted some abalone shells. So let's start gathering abalone shells. So he brought me a backpack of abalone shells.
Wow.
All different sizes, pieces, some whole, maybe not. I don't know. I haven't really dumped them out. Mm-hmm. But he says, you know, take the whole backpack.
Wow.
And I said, well, gee, I'll find somebody who can use them. And, you know, and here you are.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to pass these on to you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I could cry.
Yeah, there's That's a lot awesome. There. You know, anyway, yeah. Ruby went through them, picked out pieces that she wanted, and there's still a lot.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because my dad's side comes from Mendocino County, Covelo, Round Valley, and they're Little Lake Pomo and Concow. My grandma. My great-great-grandma over there, she's Concow. But anyway, they do a lot of abalone over there, and I didn't know that. And going through this process, it's like, it's all connected. We're all connected, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I went to a radio conference one time, and this an Apache man, he asked me, can you bring me some abalone to round pieces, to discs? Because mm-hmm. we use them in our coming out ceremonies. And his daughter is going to be having a ceremony soon. So I says, when you come out, bring in some of those discs for me. And I said, okay, I'll do that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could shape them up and get you some.
Well, this was years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she's
probably, got
probably
him
your
by
age.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, gee, anything else you'd like to share with the community about this whole project that you're doing? And this?
Yeah, so we want to have additional classes after we get all these materials prepped, so that way the community can continue to finish the dress. And after the dress is done, people can check it out from Behavioral Health. Behavioral Health is going to caretake it. So the dress will be available for participants to check it out and dance in the ceremonies that we have here in Hoopa.
All right.
Yeah, and we're hoping that we've been working a lot with Native Connections. And Native Connections can offer, they have been offering a lot of events in the community, but they're also going to be offering some more cultural groups in the near future. And we're hoping that we can, through Behavioral Health, we're hoping that we can be able to get into the school and offer a peer group. And that peer group is called Peers Offering Wisdom, Education, and Respect. And it's called POWER. And that is a peer group where we build support. And we know that we're all connected and we're not in this alone. And we discuss like a variation of topics, and we'll do that for 10 weeks. And at the end of the class, participants will get a certificate saying that they completed the program, and also they'll receive a sweatshirt, and I believe we're going to be, Native Connections is going to offer incentives in the form of gift cards. So we're looking for 10 youth, ages 13 to 17 for that, 5 boys, 5 girls. And we're hoping that we can continue to offer that peer group throughout the summer.
All right.
As well, we're hoping to start our first one while school is in session.
Uh-huh.
And then continue into the summer. So we're looking forward to that, and we hope that we get a lot of interest from the community.
Oh, yeah, I'm already interested in that. Cool. That's exciting. Well, thank you for being here, Diane.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is cosmic. It just like all pulled together.
It did. I didn't expect all this.
You didn't die. It just happens. That's so wonderful.
So serendipitous.
Yeah, that's the word. Well, thank you once again.
All right, thank you.
All right, that didn't hurt.